you're supposed to catch. Just like, I caught something! Hey. Bounce it out of the water.
Everybody got worms?
Haven't caught anything yet.
Yes, sir.
About 30 kids hang their fishing poles over a small bridge outside the Water Life Museum in Houma, Louisiana. They're enjoying their last day at the Working Coast Camp.
And when you pull it out, make sure you're not poking anybody in the eye, right?
Over the course of a week, the kids take daily field trips to work sites. They meet folks who work on shipyards, at alligator farms, and civil engineering firms to get an idea of what jobs they could get locally when they grow up. Jonathan Foray is the head of the camp and executive director of the South Louisiana Wetlands Discovery Center.
And you know, it was interesting. A lot of the places we went, they would ask the kids, whose parents are working in the oil industry or who has family that works in the oil industry? And the majority of hands would go up.
My name is Brad Thibodeau, and I'm 10. My dad is the boss of an oil company, and my mom is a stay-at-home mom.
My name is Catherine Baldwin, and I'm 12.
What do your parents do for a living?
My dad owns Olympian Machine, and my mom stays at home with us.
What's Olympian Machine?
It's a machine shop where they make parts to drill for oil.
You think it's interesting what your dad does for work?
Yes, ma'am. But my mom says it could crash any time, like 1972 or something like that. So, don't want that to happen.
Because then what?
Because we're doing good in the oil and gas industry, but if it falls, then we won't have as many jobs for people, and it'll become much poorer over here.
The camp focus is on Terrebonne's two economic pillars, oil and fishing. The hands-on exposure makes some of these kids think, like 11-year-old Dylan Ryan.
It kind of made me think about changing what I might want to be when I grow up.
What did you think you wanted to be?
Probably a firefighter.
And now?
Somebody who studies on wetlands.
12-year-old Kate Bonvillain already knows a lot about industry and the endangered coast, but camp filled in the details.
So it made me learn more stuff about what we're doing and what we're doing to help save it. That was good. But everything they said takes like a long time to do, and I don't even think we have that much time to do it.
Camp Director Foray grew up in Chauvin, Louisiana. Over the past 37 years, he's seen cattle grazing fields turn to open water, he's seen homes destroyed, and he's seen people leave.
You look at down the bayou in the Boudreau Canal area, down past Chauvin, and the elementary school where my mom was a principal is now closed because there are not enough children that live down the bayous to support that school. A little bit further up from Boudreau Canal, that elementary school has closed. That is a clear indication that families are moving from the south into the northern part of the parish. Why? People don't want to get flooded down there anymore.
When did it reopen? At
camp, the kids run around the Water Life Museum on a scavenger hunt. This rainy day activity has them finding answers in the museum exhibits. What is a pogey fish used for? How many people did the trapping season once put to work? What does Terrebonne mean?
What does Terrebonne mean? Good earth. What is different names for redfish, red and bull reds, and I'm doing 11.
The kids are inspired after a week at camp, but they're worried too.
And before we know it, that there's not going to be any more Louisiana or Florida for the Everglades or anything.
And what will you guys do?
You probably have to move to a different state and make your home again in a different state. Learn to their culture.
It's clear that these kids are attached to their home, like Brad Thibodeau.
Only in Louisiana and the swamp, you could go outside and you could shoot your guns and just, when this is going to be destroyed, you can't just be with wildlife. In the city, you just can't smell that smell, you know? When you live close to it, the coast is your livelihood.
Next year, Camp Director Foray wants to spend a whole day on coastal restoration companies so the kids can learn about the next big industry full of new jobs on the coast. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.
Oh my God, is that every single 19.